You're listening to SBS News.
They may have fled China's surveillance state, but minority Muslim Uyghurs living abroad say they're still under close watch from the Chinese government. It's messages like this from men claiming to be Chinese security police that have left many Uyghurs too afraid to reveal their identity, even thousands of kilometres away in Australia. This Melbourne-based man, who wants to remain anonymous, says he began receiving a series of WhatsApp messages a month ago after Chinese government officials demanded his mother hand over his phone number.
They're asking about my personal information, what is my status in this country and what I'm doing, which uni I'm going and where I'm living.
Michael Clark is a specialist in the history and politics of China's northwest Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. China has been accused of detaining up to 1 million members of the Turkic minority in internment camps. Dr. Clark says the student's complaint is consistent with reports from other parts of the world.
There's been quite a steady stream of evidence and reporting over the last 12 months suggesting that the party is effectively monitoring in various forms Uyghur diaspora populations around the world.
The 32-year-old Melbourne man fears his ex-wife and 2-year-old son are among those imprisoned. He hasn't heard from them since January.
I have no idea who is taking care of my son. I'm really scared if he's in the re-education camps.
After years of denial, China last week admitted the camps do exist, releasing rare footage from inside. Smiling detainees are seen sitting through classes designed to combat terrorism, images that, according to Associate Professor Clark, align with Beijing's new narrative.
From barely a number of months ago, outright denying the existence of these camps and suggesting they were fabrications of hostile external forces, be they Western media or NGOs. It's come 180 degrees to suggest that these are in fact needed camps for vocational training, as they've termed it, to reorient the region's Uyghur population away from extremist thought.
But many who fled the camps have related stories of torture and punishment, where Uyghurs are forced to abandon their Islamic beliefs. As they become increasingly vocal, China's government appears to be increasing its surveillance activities abroad. Nur Muhammad Majid, president of the East Turkestan Association of Australia, says it became apparent after the Uyghur community staged a rally outside Parliament in Canberra in March.
This definitely has taken much attention by the Chinese authorities. The calls that community members received since March 2018 have been increased.
With the community now too scared to speak out, they're calling on the Australian government to take action. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.